And it's time for the Nick and Paul Show on Progressive Talk 1490. I'm Paul.
I'm Nick.
Hey, we got a great show on tap today. We've got a guest coming in who has a very unique perspective on the homeless situation. He also has a very unique accent, and we're going to have fun with that.
We're going to have our guest, Bob Ballard. He's the executive director of Hearts of Fire Project. Very fascinating. Welcome back to the Nick and Paul Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Paul.
And we are very lucky to have one of the great lights among us, and that is Bob Ballard. He is the executive director of the Hearts of Fire Project, which is a very unique approach to helping the homeless, and I'm going to let Bob tell you about that. One of the things I like about Bob is how much he focuses on all the details. This is what most people would call a nonprofit organization. It's a 501c3 under the IRS tax code.
That's nonprofit.
But Bob calls it the right name, and that is a social profit organization. Okay. And he's exactly on. Bob Ballard, welcome to the program.
Hey, Nick. How are Paul? How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about you?
We're doing well, Bob. Now, you've got a huge event happening tomorrow. Let's start off with that, and then let's get back to the Hearts of Fire project itself.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to talk about that. Tomorrow at 12 noon, we're having a big event at the Victoria Hall Theater on West Victoria Street in Santa Barbara. And we're going to have two things. We're going to have an art show where we're going to be displaying the artwork that we've collected at the homeless shelters. And I'm also going to be showing clips from our documentary film. And then at 2 o'clock, my friend Ellen is coming to perform her Pulitzer Prize-nominated play. It was just nominated for the Pulitzer this year. And it's a one-woman show that's absolutely fabulous. And she's going to be performing that at 2 o'clock. And it's called Now That She's Gone.
And that it's fantastic reviews all the way around. There's some great stuff from Gloria Steinem, Nora Dunn, just a whole host of people that have, you know, really applauded this play. And now you didn't mention Ellen's last name. You've got a line on the announcement about the play being performed at Victoria Hall tomorrow that captures it. Her name, this fine actress, is Ellen Snortland.
Yeah.
And then underneath that it says, with a name like Snortland, she'd better be good. And she is.
Yeah, that's why I don't say it, because but yeah, she has an unusual name.
Well, she's a lovely woman to be coming and performing this as a benefit for your Hearts of Fire project. Let our audience know what your project does, because it's such a unique approach to helping the homeless.
Well, our approach is basically that there's nothing wrong with homeless people. They don't need anything except to be empowered to be the great human beings that they are, and we all are. And we do that by giving them an opportunity to show the world who they are through their own artistic expression.
Wyatt, do you come from?
Excuse me?
Wyatt, do you come from?
That's our main, originally from Maine co-host, Bob. I think he's trying to discern your
Wyatt.
Accent.
Boston.
Oh, when I'm sending this, I'm Boston.
I
understand your accent for a minute there.
I know. I understand.
I talk normal.
Hey, all right. So in dealing with the homeless, Bob, one of the things that I love, I've spoken with you about this in the past, and it's really an understanding of the homeless people in a different way that you've come to this part of your journey in trying to help them. And tell us about the paradigm shift that the homeless can share with us.
Well, one of the things I learned about homeless people, I've been working on this now for a couple of years, and one of the things that became apparent to me is they have a way of relating and being with other human beings that I don't usually see other people practicing. And what that is it's just really just being present with other human beings and valuing other human beings more than anything else.
More than possessions.
Yeah,
and that's really what they've really gotten to the point in life that, you know, we are such a consumer-oriented society, and we judge and value people by what they have rather than what they are, how they are as human beings.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we've all been raised inside of that, and, you know, and of course, there's a lot of consequences of that, some of which we're witnessing in the world right now. But one of the consequences that I'm concerned with is homeless people, and what they are is basically the waste product from the economic engine that we've created to consume resources as fast as possible.
I was homeless for a number of years back during the late 60s and early 70s. It was a lot different then, because it was something that was more as much by choice as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something really liberating about not having a lot of possessions. And one thing I noticed when I was, you know, homeless, a street person and all of that, was that, you know, people were, you know, people like me were much more, I mean, sharing was, you know, you'd share with everybody, you know?
Yeah. It's just a natural way of being. It's, you know, and it is exactly like you said, Paul, and that's the experience that a lot of homeless people have. They go through this eye of the needle, so to speak, where they transition from having stuff to not having stuff, and finally most of them, you know, emerge out on the other side with some type of freedom that they didn't have before.
But, you know, Bob, in the process of maybe emerging on the other side, let's assume that you can, you know, get past a lot of the mental health problems that lead people to be homeless. And in Paul's case, I don't think it was a mental health issue. It was a choice issue. He was kind of hanging around with Little Richard at the time and all this other stuff. So, you know, it was kind of part of the culture at that time and really wasn't on the street a whole lot. He was, you know, staying with friends and hanging out. But but a lot of our friends that are on the street, the people that you're working with and trying to help, you know, they've got all these other problems. And one of the things that I see as very problematic in our society is how we, as individuals who walk past these folks, dehumanize them by ignoring them.
And
that's got to be extraordinarily painful to them. And have you had conversations with homeless people about that dynamic?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's you know, some of them have, you know, some of them feel like that. Some of them get used to it pretty quick. I mean, it's kind of, you know, that's the consequence of not being valued in our culture, is they come to expect. I mean, they're as conditioned about our culture as we are. So, when you know, once one of the things people take on, it's almost like a role, and I think that's one of the reasons why homelessness and poverty exists in the world, is to provide a function for the rest of us, is because they have a role to play, and that one of the parts of the role is kind of becoming an untouchable, like they have in India. Basically, you know, they don't expect people to answer them. You know, if they do, they soon give up that expectation, and they expect to be ignored.
When I was homeless, I panhandled a little bit, and it's left a big scar on me. It's like I really have trouble asking people for money for anything these days, even if they owe it to me. But, you know, one of the things is I found it very liberating. And when people would ignore me, you know, I've been... Yeah, I got used to it really fast, but I really found it liberating just not having possessions. You know, I get into this discussion with Bree Walker a lot, my good friend Bree Walker, and about how she says, oh, I'm not going to spend any money for a day and stuff like that. I says, you know, I just never really bought into this whole consumer society.
Yeah, and a lot of people have, and there's still pockets of us around, a lot of them in California. But, that's true. A lot of people haven't. And what's happened now is the things that we didn't buy into have kind of run the end game. I think they're approaching the final, dissolution of, you know, because that's what happens. Anything we do as human beings, we pursue it until it no longer works. And you know, that's where we're headed, I think, right now.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Bob Ballard. He's the executive director of the Hearts of Fire Project. If you'd like to look them up, this is a very unique social profit organization that helps the homeless through art and giving them a chance to express themselves. You can reach them at www.heartsoffireproject.org. And tomorrow there's a spectacular benefit that is being performed. It's a play called Now That She's Gone, performed by Ellen Snortland. And it was nominated for a 2009 Pulitzer Prize in Drama. Fantastic play. It's going to be performed at the Victoria Hall Theater tomorrow, 33 West Victoria Street. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to help out in a good way. Now, Bob, what about the art that you guys are performing? Tell us the different types of and medium of art that you provide.
Well, typically what we do is we go to homeless shelters. We've been 8,000 miles in the last 2 years visiting shelters all over the United States. And what we do when we get there is we usually have an art therapist lead an art workshop, and they paint and draw. You know, we have some constraints because we go from one shelter to the next, you know, one day at a time. So we can't do things that take a long time to dry and, things we'd like to do. And that's what we'd like to get to someday is, this is a two-phase project. And the first phase is setting up these regional tours all over the country is what I'm trying to do, get 8 or 9 of these going. And then eventually transition that out into a permanent arts program at the shelters. And then, you know, we could do things like sculpture and clay and things like that.
Great stuff.
Well, that's how I ended up, pretty much putting my life together was I became an oil painter at one point in time. Not in any shelter or anything like that, or not structures, just something I decided to pick up on my own. I was painting houses up in Yakima, Washington.
So there is a huge therapeutic value to the art, you know, just having that opportunity to express themselves. My understanding is you guys also do music with the homeless.
Yeah, we do. If they have any original music, we record it. And what I'm attempting to do is act as a music publisher for them. So we record demos, and then what I do is shop them to people, celebrities, to get them re-recorded so that we could, you know, sell CDs and raise money. And the artist, or in the case of the writer of the music, you know, gets royalties or commissions on the sales as well as the shelter where it was made.
Now, Bob, I know you were interviewed by Key News this morning, and you're going to have that interview aired, I believe, Monday at both the 6 p.m. and the 11 p.m. news on KEYT here in Santa Barbara and through the area. Now, one of the things I'm kind of kicking myself for right now is the last time I had you on the program, after you left, we went and did a search on you and found some music that you've performed. You studied at the Berklee School of Music. You're a CPA by profession, but you're also a fantastic musician. And do you get to play music for the people at all the shelters as well?
Well, generally, I try not to put the limelight on me because I'm really there to help them, you know, show the world who they are. So, you know, so I don't usually do that at the shelter, although sometimes they want me to play on their record or something. So I have done some of that. But, I write music, and and that's how I got into this in the first place, is I wrote a song about what came up for me when I saw homeless people on the street in Boston. And then I made a music video out of it in Boston with the homeless people, and that really, like, transformed my whole life.
It really, I mean, you went from being a CPA, you know, by practice, really, to just reaching out in such a unique way, and it's such a gift that you've given to the community. You know, we've got just a little bit of time. Did you see this article about the recent deaths here in Santa Barbara of homeless people?
Yes, I did see that. Yeah, I was reading about that. My friend Ken Williams, you know, tells me about this stuff. He sends me email all the time, and he's really great. He works with all these people, you know, and one of the things, see, that gets back to what we talked about, the paradigm shift in the consumer culture that we live in. I think the reason why these things happen and these hate crimes against the homeless have been going on all over the country, it's not really a new thing. And they're actually considering legislation to make it a federal hate crime.
Right.
And it's because, particularly among young people, our culture has really brainwashed people into believing that what's important is the sneakers, the car, and all these other material things.
Bob, we are coming up against a hard break, sir. So we're going to have to leave, but we will announce your wonderful play and the benefit that's happening tomorrow. Thank you so much for what you do, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you much, guys.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks for being with us, Bob.